Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pillow, great American product. They fly the stars and stripes there, don't they, Kev?
Absolutely.
Pretty sure they do, don't they, Todd? Isn't that an American kind of company? I think it is. Exactly right. Exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Stars and stripes forever. Yeah. Just trying to give Kevin every clue I can, and I just saw the light bulb go on now, so we're almost good, right, Kev?
Yes.
Yes. Did you catch that hint, Todd?
Yeah.
Now, Todd's looking at his phone right now.
There. This is what you're looking for?
That's what you're looking for. That's going to get my engines revving for today.
All right.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Mike Lindell will join us Wednesday on the program. On What's On Your Mind, by the way, for a recap of something folks have been asking for a while. What was the outcome of the cyber symposium?
Well, if you ask me where I come
from. Wednesday on the program, just a little heads up on a programming note there. What's On Your Mind is brought to you by MyPillow. Why would you go to a big box store that hates you? I don't understand. Convenience, Scott. Oh, convenience. I see. Okay. So you'd rather give your hard-earned money to somebody because you can buy, you got instant gratification when you need towels and robes and slippers. I get it. I see. Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It's a big old land with
or not. I don't know.
No.
No. Right now, the slippers are half off. The sheath, the Giza Dream Sheath, lowest $49.99, regulated price to $109.99. And remember, every MyPillow product comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do they have that at Target? I don't think they have that at Target.
No.
Todd, do they have that at Target? I don't think they do. Todd is not hooked up yet, Daniel. I think he's working on getting hooked up because he's looking into the computer screen and trying to figure things out right now. But it's Tuesday. It actually is a lot like a Monday around here, right? We're going to shake that off now, boys?
Feels like Monday.
Are we going to? And whether it's the pillows, the mattress toppers, the towels, the dog beds. I call them dog beds. They're actually pet beds.
Yeah.
But dogs are better than cats. I'm just saying. That could get me in some trouble. But I'm allergic to cats. Not really, but I am. I am. Are you? Yeah.
And I just don't like cats.
My wife is as well.
My choice.
Anyway, try a 60-day money-back guarantee from the big box store. Try it from... How about this, a 10-year warranty? You think you buy a robe 5 years ago, and it gets a little frayed, it's not exactly, you know, it's kind of right, and you go back to Target and go, I bought this here 5 years ago, ha, would be the response from the clerk, right? 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. If you say, the mattress topper is just not doing it for me, don't put it off any longer. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. There you go. Okay. So, here's a question for you this morning. We have the entire hour open to find out what's on your mind. Did this on purpose today. As usual, as we take to the airwaves today, there are any number of threats to America as we know it that are lurking. But I think there's one in our backyard we should spend some time talking about. Question for you, and you can call Daniel at 800-228-0550, or you can text me with your answers, 701-237-1590. That's our 24-7 text line, by the way. No matter when you're listening to this program, we take your texts, 701-237-1590. When we're live, you can call us at 800-228-0550, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Here's the question. Guys, this is short circuit to you, the manly men in our audience. You know who you are. Very important question. What's your favorite hardware store?
Mine would be the...
Kevin has raised his hand.
Hardware store in Vergas, Minnesota, owned by my buddy Paul Pinky.
I've been there.
One of everything.
Exactly.
In that store. That it's an amazing store.
I've been there.
One of everything, literally, in that little hardware store on the corner in Vergas, Minnesota.
Yeah. The one in Bemidji, the Ace Hardware in Bemidji is my late go-to.
Yep.
I sneak off before everybody's up, and I just go there, and I don't even need anything. I just graze.
Yep.
I just graze and say, you know, that little pin would be a little better in the pontoon than the one I got. I could just flip this pin in there, and, you know, and in the canopy. Have I been outed? What's your favorite? Where's your?
Star.
Yeah. No, I do. I go to the hardware store, and I just graze. But so, guys, I want the answer to that question. What's your favorite hardware store? And ladies, we're not going to discount and dismiss your favorite store. I know this. A lot of the ladies in our audience have challenges in finding just that perfect dress for that wedding that they're going to attend, or a high school graduation,
yeah,
or whatever. They
absolutely
want just the perfect thing, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can go in a store, sometimes you can't. But many of them have found a local store. I think of Watford City.
That really cute top.
And the Veeders. And
I
this
have that problem.
Wonderful, wonderful little Myers department store, MDS, downtown
yep,
Watford City.
You bet.
And you know what? They go all over the country to find really cool stuff. And now it's all about the ladies. Really cool stuff, right? Well, guess what? Those stores that you love will be no more very soon because of something known as the Main Street Small Town Locally Owned Destruction Program. You know what the word is? Starts with an A.
Ends with a Zon.
Ends with a Zon. Yes. You soon are going to be
Amazon?
Seeing these little gray vans running around with Amazon on them. And in a good chunk of our audience, you'll be able to order in the morning and have it at your doorstep in the afternoon.
Yep.
They've got us addicted to their crack known as free shipping. Free shipping. But is it? And by the way, if you notice, a bunch of crazy environmentalists own this thing. Their social agenda is more woke than you'll ever know. They will not rest until every boy in America can choose the girls' locker room if he'd like. That's their mission in life. They fly rainbow flags 24/7, 365. Every day is Pride Day in your face with their sexuality. I don't care. I don't need to know. Are you vaxxed or are you not vaxxed? Do you wear masks 24/7, inside, outside, or not? This is the social agenda of Amazon. They use the money you spend because of, quote-unquote, free shipping. And they buy the Washington Post to say horrible things about Republicans, conservatives, Donald Trump, America, the flag. But you give them money because it's convenient. Now, I've had a bit of a transformation on this issue of Amazon. And a 27-year-old changed my mind. Has that ever happened, Todd? Kevin, do you ever change?
I was 26 at the time, but yeah, it happens.
So you changed somebody's mind at 26? Well, I'm saying I'm 57,
depends,
and a 27-year-old changed my mind.
Let's say depends on the 27-year-old. Depends on.
Well,
I know who you're talking about.
No 27-year-old has ever
yes.
used depends, first of all. But I know what you're trying to say there. Little joke there.
I got you.
Yeah. A little bit of humor injected into the program. Yeah. Charlie Kirk at the University of Mary changed my mind on this topic. Pre-Charlie Scott said something of the following. Look, there's a lot of concrete. There's a lot of people and local businesses employed to put up all that concrete. Yes, I know it's 5 football fields large worth a quote-unquote distribution center. If they want to spend their money somewhere, I'd rather they spend it in North Dakota and employ people, and you can decide whether to work there. You can decide whether or not to buy here. It's America.
Right.
That was my view. That was old Scott. New Scott's had a little time to think, and he talked to a really smart 27-year-old, Charlie Kirk, who was with us again last week in Fargo, and he said, Scott, they're here for social change. They're not here for the revenue they will gain from this distribution center. And then I started to think, if I could put a pencil to everything they purchased, okay, and say, this humongous, I mean, it's obscene big, 5 football fields big of cement and signs and infrastructure and all this and all the vehicles and all the hiring they're going to do.
Yep.
Hey, come work for us. We'll pay you 20 an hour and we'll give you benefits. So they're having a major impact on our workforce as well, right?
Yep.
Does this pencil out? If I got my napkin out and said, okay, this much for the concrete, this much for the construction, this much for the land, I'm going to have to, I need 9 zillion trucks, I need X amount of people, we're going to give them benefits, and the marketplace in North Dakota and western Minnesota will make that pencil out and I'll be swimming in dough. No! You can't make that work financially! So maybe Charlie's right. Maybe they're here for social change. And maybe they will say, North Dakota legislature, if you don't follow our lead, guess what we're going to do? We're going to move! We're going to go over to Minnesota.
Well, then they've underestimated North Dakota, then.
I hope so. But you know what? Who is there cutting ribbons? A lot of really smart elected people. I noticed one was missing, Kevin Cramer. I asked him, was that by accident? No, it wasn't by accident. I'm not going to jump up and down about Amazon coming here. I'll jump up and down about North Dakota. So he got it before I did. But you know what, folks? You got to call it what it is. The hardware destruction program. The Main Street hardware store destruction. Main Street, you know, boutique, locally owned.
Oh, yeah, my governor says Main Street Initiative.
Now, listen, unless you say no thank you very much, Jeff. What are you going to do?
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The way you need it, any way you want it.
Tech Diesel. There are fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. All Things Diesel, Bismarck Repair Shop, servicing trucks and tractors and semis all across the fruited plain. It's as simple as a phone call if you want to get in, get a little maintenance. You can tell. When you got that Regen, what's it called? Regen, the knocking in the diesel
regen.
Engine?
Yep, the regen.
You just start to hear and you go, well, something's not right.
We used to call it knock.
Yeah, knocking the engine. And the diesels really knock, don't they?
Well, the science behind diesel technology and the mechanics and the people that work on it is pretty unbelievable.
But
and
you know what?
When CJ's the man.
When you get it to work, the mileage you get out of
that's the thing.
Unbelievable. Yep. My wife just swapped from a diesel to a gas. She's like, the tank is always empty. I'm so spoiled from having that diesel.
Yeah.
And it was just a little SUV deal, you know. Anyway, they also have great additives. They're selling everywhere now. Wherever you buy the auto parts, say, hey, have you got DAC Diesel's anti-gel? CJ call you anytime soon. You better call him. Here's the number, 701-258-5011 for the 4-Plus Additive Super Clean Turbo Cleaner Anti-Gel. It'll help everything. Check them out online at DACDiesel.com. DACDiesel.com. Couple other things on my mind, and then I want to get to what's on your mind today. One, I want to know, honestly, your views on Amazon and how they've done what they've done. They have got their hooks in you, folks, and they're not one of us. But is getting that perfect outfit more important? You're going to wake up one day and we're not going to recognize Main Street America. We're not. And the one thing about the Walmart chains is, you know, do they come in and do some disruption? Absolutely. Should they get incentives to come in? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They should come in and say, you want to buy land? Buy land. You want to employ people? Great. Employ people. We're not giving any. It's a retail operation.
Yep.
You do that for, like, primary sector jobs. You do that for Aldevron and companies that, you know, pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. That's what should get incentives if everything gets incentives.
Sure.
Because guess what? They can get them anywhere. Walmart? Crazy idea. Crazy idea. But we do it. And I don't know. Maybe if I lived in Botno, I'd get it. Because I got to drive to Minot all the time to get most of my houseware. So, to have them in Botno maybe makes a difference.
Well, and not to mention, Walmart is notorious for taking advantage of tax incentives, building a building, opening up, and as soon as the incentives run out, they shut down the building, they put up for sale, and they'll build wherever. They'll build three blocks away.
They follow the rules.
Yep,
but
right up until they have to pay.
Right. And the only thing I'll say about Walmart is at least the family shares our values, right? It's an Arkansas company. You're looking like you don't agree.
The Waltons?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, they buy way too much crap from China. I don't like that. But I think the Waltons, by and large, if you look, have supported Republicans over the years.
Okay.
And they're not the kind of people that go in and say, legislature, you do this or we're going to move. I've never seen them do that. Amazon does that.
Right.
Amazon is
That's
about social change.
Absolutely.
Which is why I see them as evil. I see the little smiley face as, one of those Scooby-Doo masks.
Yeah.
And underneath there's somebody that's red and has horns. That's all I'm saying. That's how I see him.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you darn kids.
Now, in America, I can choose. I can decide whether I'm going to shop there or not, and I do. And I understand how they've gotten their hooks in you. I think it's a business opportunity for small-town businesses to build an experience. So in a marketplace, when it changes, it's up to businesses to say, I'm going to give you a better experience buying your stuff here. And by the way, hardware stores have figured this out. Because people there have a brain.
Yep.
They can tell you, buy this more, not that more. Right?
Yep. Sports shops, all of it, boutiques, everything.
Sporting goods.
Yep.
Shields. If you don't think that's not an experience, and Shields is a company that shares your values. Most amazing retail outlet on the planet Earth. You know why? Nothing's on sale. Hardly ever. I did get a pair of jeans this weekend that were on sale for $80. I'm like, this is a sale, honey? $80? She said, oh, yeah, I forget what kind of jeans they were.
Yeah, they're not giving those away anymore.
Right. But every once in a while, you find a Lauren sticker, but it's rare.
Yep.
But you know what? People go there because it's a good experience. And people know. They can tell you parasail. They can tell you, skis. They can tell you this gun versus that gun. Here's where you can get ammo. They tell you everything. It's an experience. So it is up to retail to do it better.
And us to shop locally,
please,
which takes an effort.
Please shop locally.
Please.
Rolf sends this note. Scott, I can't go into the hardware store anymore because I get attacked by the stud finders. Bada boom!
Dad jokes rule.
Dad jokes rule.
Wow.
Exactly right.
That's a good one.
It is.
Texter says, I understand the complaints about supporting Amazon and the likes of the problem with that is those of us that have to drive 20, 30, 40, or 100 miles one way to get that get things is not easy. I agree. That's why I use the Botno example. I agree. But if you're buying something from somebody that wants to unleash a cobra, venomous snake, and attack everything you care about, do you drive the 20 miles or do you go with convenience?
Well, and Amazon, by the way, tops the list of the 30 most evil tech companies. They first started putting bookstores out of business, and it's gone on from there. Just do the search. Is Amazon evil? It'll pop right up.
Texter says, did Amazon manipulate the market to get people to buy from them, or did they take advantage of the pandemic and businesses refusing people in unless they wore a mask? Small businesses refuse their customers and stop keeping inventory on hand. If they don't have it and refuse your business due to the pandemic, then the only option is Amazon. I'm with you and Charlie in the Amazon takeover, but small local businesses, someone allowed it to happen. I'd gladly pay more if the local store actually stocked it. All right? You do pay more at a hardware store for a chisel than you would from Amazon. I don't care. You know what? I go into a hardware store. This happened to us at the lake, trying to put a doorknob in. Didn't fit. So my son says, buy a chisel, Dad, and I'll fix it, right?
Right.
I mean, there's 9 million chisels. I'm not kidding you. So yeah. I'm like in the thing, pulling my hair out in the aisle, like, what? This chisel, that chisel, what? So I call the kid over. A kid, literally.
Yep.
I'm like, well, what are you trying to do with it? Well, you just need to get a little bit out of a doorknob. Oh, you got to go over here. You need this chisel.
Wood chisel.
Just save me. Yep. Now, if I'd have bought it from Amazon, I'd have brought the wrong chisel.
Yep. Right? I don't have that local or that expertise.
Exactly right. Texter says, I refuse to do business with Slamazon. Vultures. Just think about your favorite store, people, and give them a shout-out here for free today. Give them a shout-out for free here today. We're all in this together. Texter says, why isn't anyone mentioning anything about Coyote Station? Talk about Otter Tail Power and what they're doing. Ask Brent Stafford what the state is going to do. We'll do it. Well, should we have Brent back for another talk radio town hall?
Yeah.
On just the energy sector? Coyote Station is owned partially by Otter Tail Power. They say they're selling out. They're a Minnesota utility, so figure it out why they're selling out. The assault on coal is why. But it's been talked about in the news, but I hear you could be talked about more.
One other note I found on this search, Amazon has been the focus of numerous boycotts because of their extreme tax avoidance, the poor working conditions in factories, slave labor in their supply chain, and for their catastrophic environmental impact. For a guy that's supposed to be all about the environment, what?
Interesting. Incentives too. Yeah. Anyway, that's on my mind. Keep the text coming. 701-237-1590. It was Labor Day yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about Labor Day, too, and the value of work. But we're going to give most of the rest of the time up. We have Afghanistan next hour in our focus with General Tom McInerney. We're not going to forget that story ever. Complete incompetence on the part of the Biden administration. We're going to talk about the $3.5 trillion generational theft with Lindsay Keith from Spicer & Company on Newsmax today, too. That's next hour. In the meantime, call now. Tell me what's on your mind. We'll continue.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, part of the team responsible for America's exit from the 20-year Afghan war, says he knows how many Americans remain in country.
We believe the number of those who have American citizenship, many of them dual nationals, who remain in Afghanistan, is somewhere around 100.
The State Department said after the press conference that it does not have the, quote, reliable means, end quote, to back up Blinken's claim because there are no personnel in country. President Biden should return to Washington Tuesday after after vacationing in Delaware. His schedule has him visiting New Jersey and New York with only Hurricane Ida damage assessments in his plans. Wichita, Kansas police are reporting one person has died and seven others are hurt following a shooting in Wichita, Kansas very early Tuesday morning. A 30-year-old man was killed, two others received life-threatening injuries, and three were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police are still looking for the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On your mind, brought to you by our friends at UMary.
Yesterday.
Life is busy at UMary. The campus is buzzing. Watching some of their social media this weekend and welcoming new students and parents there. And it's welcome week. All week. Pretty darn fun. Lumen Vitae Center is amazing. They really dig into the purpose of higher education at the University of Mary. That's what I love probably more than anything. Their nursing program is number one in the nation. We've talked about that before. 100% of their graduates passing their licensure exam. They've got a booming school of engineering. You now can get a bachelor's degree there at their newest school. But the best part is you'll be a leader in your company. And don't forget, year-round campus. Earn your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. Study in Rome. Imagine a semester or a summer in the Eternal City. Begin your adventure. No matter your age and your place in life, umary.edu to find out more. University of Mary for life. For life. Online evening programs on campus. Place gets me fired up. We're going to be there later this week for a big day on the 9th of September, which is what, Thursday, guys, right?
Yep.
umary.edu. All right. Fred and Wing wants to weigh in on one of my topics here, Labor Day. I'm guessing you don't have a hardware store in Wing, last time I checked, or do you?
Well, yeah, we got some hardware in Wing there. We got a pretty good little parts store.
Oh, do you?
And we got parts for like mowers and stuff like that, and farm equipment.
Do you shop there, or do you shop at Amazon, Fred? Where do you if you need something?
We're shopping there this morning already.
Fred's a local guy.
Store. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Good, good, good. So you like them better than you like Jeff Bezos and all the social change he wants.
We have a problem with the multinational corporations in every aspect of the labor market. These multinational corporations have been allowed to buy each other out time after time after time. I remember I always used to like Rush Limbaugh 20 years ago. But the one thing that him and I did not get along with was, as long as there's two companies left, let's just let them get bigger and bigger. Let's not cry that there's a little bit of conflict of interest here. And let's just let them get bigger and bigger. Now they've affected the labor market at every aspect of our lives. We have a multinational corporations that are doing so many things, but, you know, you can go on and on about it. But the worst one right now, the worst one, even worse than Bezos, and Amazon, which has a business model that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And so now the worst one is the healthcare industry that's become multinational corporation plus the national corporations, and now they're listening to what Joe Biden says.
Well, no, wait a minute.
The bidding of the leaders.
Walk me through in North Dakota how you see them as multinational, because I see a Sanford Health, I see a CHI, I see a Trinity, I see an All True, I see a Grafton.
Those are all
independent. I see a Watford City independent. How is it multinational here? It seems to me when you choose healthcare in North Dakota, you got a lot of options.
Well, okay. Let me explain. Now that okay, they have become on the stock market. They have become out there for sale.
No, some of them are local nonprofits, right? I mean, CHI would be a big one. What else in North Dakota is owned by somebody that's on the stock market?
Well, if you take Sanford Health, for instance, now, the smaller hospitals got bought up, they got bigger and bigger. They are multinational in the aspect that they have to buy their drugs multinational. They have to get their, their health care has become from Medicare, which is a national corporation. So they're national, they're multinational with their drugs. That's all I'm saying.
Pharmaceuticals are for sure. And I think actually Big Pharma is a huge, huge part of what ails us. I really do. I mean, you look at, just take one issue, veterans. All right, veteran care. We know what hyperbaric oxygen treatment does to, like, brain injuries, as an example. The VA has fought that every step of the way. You know why? Big Pharma hates it. Because if you are cured or improved in an oxygen treatment, then you only need the bricks and mortar and the infrastructure of hyperbaric oxygen. You don't need their drugs. Right?
It's become super politicized lately. And like Todd will tell you about the doctor that spoke out at Monocan Grove, and he said that they told him what drugs he could not use and what he could use, and they went right to the pharmacy and stopped them, and it was because of political thing right in the United States of America, and now my wife is not going to have a job because Biden says we're not going to give you Medicare if you hire anybody like that.
And this is where we have a debate in this space right now, even among conservatives. You have a Republican governor in Montana said, you're not doing that here. Sign an executive order. Sign an executive order, said, you're not doing it here. My question to our audience, who employ Governor Doug Burgum, should he do the same? Should he sign an executive order? If he doesn't, should your legislators come back in session and do something? Now, Kristi Noem, I think we'd all agree, a pretty good record down in South Dakota, has said, how am I any better if I sign an executive order or our legislature passes a law that says you can't come in and do this? We ought to draw the line on where we go into business and say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now, Charlie Kirk would argue, that trains up the station. Businesses are regulated on all kinds of things. So we're going to give up on the one hill where we believe you want to fight on? So it's an interesting debate even among conservatives, Fred, on what is the right approach. I guess I'd ask the audience, you are the employer of every elected leader. What do you want? If you could craft this, would you go with the Montana plan, Fred?
Well, I'm not really familiar with it, but what Charlie Kirk said the other night was right. He said that we got to get involved and say, no, we got to realize that these people are bad. A lot of people don't think there's anything bad about it. They're not paying attention. We have to get up and say, this is a communist move to take this whole country over. Can't you? We can all see what's going on.
Let me try this out on you, Fred.
All right.
I'm going to bring this back to Amazon. So somebody that says, I really don't care. I got a low price. I get free shipping. It comes to my door. I want that. Right? But we dig into this. Kevin does some math. Todd does some math. And we say, there's no business model. How does this work?
Well, maybe it's not about the business model. Texter says, what about Amazon Prime and how they hook you for a subscription to Amazon Prime? You have to read the fine print really carefully so you don't get hooked on it for a monthly charge, or they hook it on for a whole year. They are getting their tentacles in you with free shipping and low price stuff. Destroy all the hometown, mom and pop, Main Street businesses in the process. Not going to happen overnight. But it's happening. You have less and less local choices. The smaller town, the smaller your town, the more that's the case, right, guys? And yep. What happens when there's no competition then? Does free shipping go away? And we had somebody on this program from Rapid City, South Dakota, who sold his soap through Amazon, got tired of paying for literally shipping per ounce, per square inch. They charge you for shipping of all of the products. They deliver you customers, you sell your products, but you finally realize, I'm paying them too much. I'm paying them for storage. I'm paying them for shipping. I'm paying them for percentage, and I don't have enough back. And I've got customers. I've got a good product. I don't need them anymore. Shuts Amazon off. Feels like I've got a customer base. Guess what? Zero customers follow from Amazon. Zero.
Yeah, and how many, you know, when you ask people, how many, can everybody work for Amazon? I mean, well, they provide a lot of jobs. Well, when they shut down every mom and pop and every Main Street, does everybody get to go to work there then? Is that how that works?
And then maybe they need less and less employees.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
They're automatic.
Hmm.
So, do you get where I'm going with this, Fred? You know, maybe what you're talking about with Big Pharma, you know, we wake up one day and all of a sudden they do own the hospitals.
Yeah.
They are all publicly traded, which is why I believe a lot of communities are very cautious about nonprofits, right? Grand Forks is an example of that. They're just like, we don't want to lose local control. Merit Care was a local nonprofit sold to Sanford. I believe there's plenty of good in Sanford. I really do. I think Sanford is trying to bring care here that prevents you from having to go to a Cleveland Clinic or a Mayo or whatever. That's their mindset. Get really good doctors, get big enough to get the best of the best, and provide care here. But they're big, and big is never good. All the time. Always.
Sometimes big is good. It can bring you products that you can't bring otherwise. I understand that. Walmart, when it first came in with Sam Walton, it was a pretty darn good little store, and there's things that have happened. But all I'm saying is it's always the same thing through history. Whenever the monopoly laws are not enforced and it becomes a monopoly, then the government controls not only through its own power, but through the power of the corporation, too.
Yeah, and ranchers have seen this. Ranchers are the victim of this. Farmers are going to be fine, even in this drought. They've got crop insurance, and farm incomes the last 20 years have been... Well, last year, I heard this stat over the weekend, last year, farm incomes were higher than the 20-year average of farm incomes. So this year is going to stink, but they're cleaned up by crop insurance. Ranchers are getting pounded. You know why? They sell to a monopoly, basically. You got foreign owned packers, you got very few packers, the customer. So what do we do then? To go to Fred's point, I'm not going to buy anything but local beef, local pork. I'm going to go to my meat processor. I'm going to go to my L&M Meats in Grand Forks, my Meats by John and Wayne in Fargo, my 3B Meats in Bismarck, or I'm going to go out to the Schweitzer's, buy it direct. What Fred is talking about is awakening the consumer to this. And not just going for easy, because maybe easy is the way you wake up one day and you have no choices left anymore. Does that concern you? Do you think like that as a consumer? And if you don't, are you prepared for the consequences? I guess that's the question we're trying to have today. The dignity of work when we come back, and who you work for, is part of that too. Stay tuned.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size Fountain Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. MetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for 4 special and more. MetroServe USA.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one, you should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Next week, Big Iron is back bigger than ever, and we will be there on What's On Your Mind. Come on by and see us. We're going to flip you a hat. Cap, I guess. You'll like it. It has the flag right there on it. All you need to do is say, I stand for the flag, and we hand them out like candy until they're gone. Thanks to our friends at Labor Masters, by the way. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. We'll be in the Butler Building. The Butler Building is what used to be Scholander Pavilion, right in the middle of Big Iron, right by the, it's kind of by the food, to tell you the truth, the cheese curds, the sandwiches, you know, they have all the fair food at Big Iron. I just kind of graze right there, so you can't miss this, right in the middle. But look for the Butler signs. We'll be inside. We've been outside the last number of years with our friends at Butler. They've moved inside. They have green iron, too. Fent green iron. That's right. And the innovation there is amazing. Isn't it fun to watch a Big Iron?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
love
it's fun.
Big Iron.
So we're going to be there 8:30 to 11 with What's on Your Mind, and many of our shows will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. Butler Ag, Butler Machinery, have a brand new home at Big Iron. We will be there. We're going to be giving away stuff, including the flag, so come on by and see us. Really looking forward to that. Also, on your way to, on your way from, if you haven't yet had the pleasure of having PetroServe USA home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, guess what? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday might be the days next week to do it because they have a West Main Avenue store that's right by Big Iron, just a hair to the east on Main Avenue of Big Iron. That's right. Now, today, you can go into any PetroServe USA, Valley City, Exit 292, Harwood, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, NP Avenue, Glendon, Ulan, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. Also, double stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice today. And don't forget, September specials include 2 for $10 on the Pizza Corner pizzas. Fountain Pops, 49 cents. Really good stuff. A few more texts, and I want to get another call in here, too, and others welcome at 701-258-0550. Texter says, my father had to close his tire shop because of Walmart, not Amazon. Your fake outrage is disgusting. Fake outrage. I don't have a button of fake outrage. I don't have fake outrage within me. I literally dump my notes from my head on things I'm thinking about. And this weekend I happened to see several Amazon vans, and it tripped my trigger. So it's not fake outrage. I don't know why you say that. Why are people so nasty these days? What is with the nasty meter? The nasty meter is like off the chart.
They can hide behind their keyboards and do it.
Is that what it is?
Percussion.
Maybe you're right, Todd. I wrote a column that ran over the weekend talking about Afghanistan. And the feedback I had on that was pretty good. Mike Haugen was quoted heavily because he was on this program, and it was some very interesting thoughts about General Haugen. But when I write about COVID, like I did last weekend, just talking about own your own health care, health freedom should be a thing, you should see the vitriol I get. I'm a goon. I'm an idiot. Isn't it funny? Hennon thinks it's okay for us, not okay for us to have a choice for a baby, but we should have a choice on a vaccine. Oh, yeah, you're right. I messed up on that one. Because killing a baby is the same thing as is deciding whether or not to have a shot that we know is dropping in effectiveness every day.
You know, back to that.
I had one of the shots, so I shouldn't have an opinion on that, right? So let me get this straight. Murder, killing a baby, is the same thing of you deciding for yourself whether or not to have a shot or not. No, it's not. But the hate and the vitriol that comes your way when you say stuff like this is just amazing to me. I don't get it. I don't get it.
But the text where your father had to close the tire shop because of Walmart, not Amazon, it's the same. It's apples and oranges. I mean, we're talking about the same thing. There's no question that Walmart has decimated a lot of Main Street, and Amazon will finish the job. So that's kind of
I don't like either one of them.
I don't shop either one of them. I don't use either one of them.
But in many cases, Walmart has brought things to communities that weren't there.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
But again, that's a choice you have. Now, if I sell tires in a small town and Walmart comes in, I'm going to be the best experience, get you in, out. The tires are, I'm going to be the resource. Because you go to Walmart to buy tires, you're going to get somebody who can barely
change the tire.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to change the experience. Virginia and Bismarck.
I agree.
Virginia and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm all against mandating that. I mean, I don't want to mandate it, so that's where I am with that. The other thing is the city of Bismarck or someone is putting out cement slabs where the handicap come off corners of a sidewalk. And I've nearly hit two because if you're going in the right lane, it's in where the right lane is, you want to turn right, there's no warning that this is coming up and there you are. They're just absolutely asinine. And I'm really wondering why this was done.
Todd, you're the lone resident of Bismarck on this program. Do you know why they're doing this?
Don't have an answer.
That's why I'm calling to ask. I was told, and this is just going to tell you, with someone who heard it on the news or saw it on the news, because people are noticing them, and this is how she explained it, that when children come off on those, or anybody comes off that walking, slowly walks into the street, and you walk on this stupid extra piece of cement they put there, they spend less time on the street. That is, if that's what it is, it's just absolutely crazy. And here's the other thing. On some lake, when the snow comes and those guys got to go at a nice clip to get it done before people get up and start driving to work and school and everything, they're going to have to slow down when they come to these things. And then you have-
Virginia, you're asking good questions that we don't know the answer to, but we're going to get all the folks that run the Department of Transportation, I guess, Bismarck style, and get an answer for you. We'll play them this call, so you stay tuned. Won't happen today, but we'll get to it, okay? More coming up on What's on Your Mind, talking Afghanistan next.
It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.